Hey guys, it's Rhonda Pods About Books, and I'm Rhonda. If you want to read more of my thoughts on books and reading, go to rhondablogsaboutbooks.com. Today is a very special edition of the podcast, because I had the pleasure and privilege of interviewing author Anna Mossacat about her brand new book, Shadow City. You can hear our interview on the episode today, and also be sure to head over to the blog to read my review of this brand new book. And now, without further ado, here is my interview with Anna Mossacat. I have with me today this special guest. She is the author of a brand new book called Shadow City. It's Anna Mossacat. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Rhonda. Hi. I'm great, and I am very excited to be here with you today. Thank you very much for inviting me. And
of course.
You actually managed to say my name right. So,
I did. Oh, good.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, not many people managed to do that because it's a little bit complicated, but you did it perfectly on the first try.
Wow. I feel so honored. And your name is it Polish?
Not really. It's actually from... It's from the Baltic countries, like Estonia, Latvia, that corner. So that's where the name is coming from, even though I am born in Poland.
Right. Okay.
And it's a very rare name. So that's why it's a little bit strange.
Sure. I definitely want to talk about your book. But before we get into that, I was really curious about your experience as a reader, what genres you love to read, and if you have any books that you'd recommend, what you're reading right now.
So right now, actually, I read a very nice horror story, novel. It's called Pandora Reborn by John Kuhn. I'm enjoying it quite a lot. And before, I was reading a great book I totally can recommend. It's called Reality by Deception, and the author is Bobby Casto.
Okay.
It's a very, very nice book. It's a kind of a science fiction fantasy story, and he built up a unique world, so it's really a nice book, and I can recommend that one. So what I like reading is basically also what I write. I like science fiction, fantasy, horror, that kind of stuff. And I like all kind of dark stuff. I mean, I'm a goss, so that's nothing surprising.
Sure. So you read a lot of horror, you said, and science fiction.
Yeah, science fiction, fantasy, dystopia, all that kind of stuff.
I rather prefer
the the more fantastic stuff. I'm not so much into the realistic.
Sure.
I kind of feel
the same way. Like, I don't want to read something that looks like the normal world that I live in.
Yeah, right. I mean, the normal world is depressing enough, so
sure.
I like to kind of escape it and see something else when I read, and that's also something I always try to give my readers. I want them to be able to escape the real world and just have a good time in a completely new world I have created. So that's the goal I have with my books.
And when I guess, what kind of reader are you? Like, when you're reading books, do you, binge read a bunch of books in a row? Or do you like to, kind of savor them and read them slowly? Or, more in between?
I am actually a slow reader. Believe it or not, I really read rather slowly. I like reading every day, but not like some people who manage to read a whole book in a day. So
sure,
I rather
yeah.
really, I rather really savor it, and I love reading series or books by several books by one author when I like them, but I usually don't read all of them at once. I try to read one book and then read something different and then come back to the same author
Right.
a couple of weeks or a month later. So that's my kind of reading.
Have some variety in there. So you were talking about the genres that you like to read, like horror, science fiction, dystopian. And that's interesting because I think Shadow City is kind of all three of those in a way, and also kind of fantasy. But it takes place in like post-apocalyptic Los Angeles. So kind of wondering why you decided to set it in Los Angeles and kind of where the inspiration came from for that.
So, I used to live in Los Angeles for a couple
Oh,
of
you did?
months
Okay.
many years ago when I was still
Sure.
in education. I went to film school, and I used to work as a screenwriter in Germany for quite a while. And while I was in education, I spent several months in LA, and that was very inspiring for me. I kind of loved the place, but I also hated it at the same time because it's so huge and so crowded, and you're always are stuck in a traffic jam. But it's also a very fascinating city, and even though it has been a while back that I have been there, it never let me go. And I always wanted to set a story there. And what I did with Shadow City is what was the most fun for me about it. I mean, everybody knows Los Angeles from the movies because
Sure.
the movie makers always use the same locations. They have a couple of locations in this city, and everybody has seen them a thousand times. And I take these locations everybody knows and describe them in a completely different way, and give them a new meaning. So that was great fun for me. So you will find, I don't know, the Griffith Observatory and the City Hall and Paramount Studios and Rodeo Drive and so on and so on. But they look a little bit different in my book than they look in reality.
Right. So you mentioned already. This is actually something I wanted to ask you about as well. You mentioned that you have done a lot of writing for film, and also for video games. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, is that process any different for writing a movie versus writing a novel? What's different about that, or is it different at all?
Oh yeah, it is different, but so don't tell that to the screenwriters because they will probably excommunicate me from their
Sure.
community. But in my opinion, writing a screenplay is much easier than writing a novel.
Yeah, okay.
So it takes me maybe 6 weeks to write a screenplay, but it takes me a couple of months to write a novel. So it's much more work, and it's much more exhausting in my opinion, and more difficult, but it's also very, very rewarding to write a novel. It's something I enjoy a lot. So what I brought from my experience as filmmaker is that I write in a very cinematic visual style. So that's probably something most people notice about Shadow City, that it's basically like seeing a movie in your head.
Yeah.
And that's because of how I work. I actually make a movie in my head, and I see the scenes, how they develop and how everything looks, and then I write down what I see.
Okay.
So that's
Yeah, that was something that I noticed when I was reading the book, is that it did feel very like cinematic. Like I could imagine watching this on a screen. So that was really cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was
Yeah.
the intention.
But then you also said, I think you actually even wrote this in your afterword to the book. You said that you were kind of thinking of it as like a television pilot, or are you thinking like more in terms of like because it's like the beginning of a series of stories, or were you also thinking of that as like the cinematic aspect of it?
Yeah, both. So for
Okay.
me, if you look at Shadow City and how it is, how everything is constructed and built up, and it is very much like a TV show actually, because we don't have one really main character. We
Sure.
have a whole ensemble of characters with their individual storylines, and these storylines, of course, are connected in one huge story plot. That's something we know from TV shows very well, that you have an ensemble of characters and they are more or less equal, and how everything works together, it's something we know from the big TV shows. So that's how I constructed it, and it's basically a little bit like the pilot of a TV show, where you get the introduction into the world and into the characters, and you will find the big conflict and how everything will resolve, and how the whole secrets the characters have, and so on. Of course, I don't want to reveal that in the first book,
Sure.
because that's what you wouldn't do in a show either,
Right.
right? I mean,
It's
if you
just like
knew how.
setting up the story that's going to come after it.
Exactly, yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to tell us everything about where this story is headed, but you are, I'm assuming you're already preparing for the second book in this series. Okay. Is
The
there
second
anything
book
that
is,
you can tell
yeah.
us about that?
So the second book is actually almost finished in the
Oh,
first
is it?
draft.
Okay.
I maybe have another 50 pages to write. So what I just have written is one of the big revelations about the book. So at the end of book two, we will know who Colton is, who is one of the main characters, and who is probably the most mysterious character in the whole book. And so that's I wrote the whole revelation about him just a couple of days ago, and now I'm basically writing the showdown. And the first book is like, well, yeah, it's more like to come back to the pilot, it's the whole setup. And the second book will end with a cliffhanger and a
Okay.
very, very, very mean one.
Oh no. I'm nervous
Yes.
now.
Yes. So, yeah.
So I also wanted to ask about so this is very like so it's set in Los Angeles, but then it's also like the world that you've built. Just feels so like rich with this background story and all of these characters that you put in. But I'm wondering if you like what kind of research went into this. Like obviously like living in Los Angeles is, something that you have injected into it, but like what other things did you kind of draw from, like experiences or things that you actually looked into to kind of round out the world of Shadow City.
So actually, it took me quite a while to design the whole world. My other books I've written before have their own world too, but it was much easier to design it. This one, because it's very complex, it took me really a while. So before I started writing the first sentence of the book, I probably spent 6 weeks or something like that designing everything. So what I did is to really write down in detail what the world is, what the history of this world is, and the history of all main characters, and the whole society and the rules they work. I mean, there are vampires in the book, and
Right.
they have a very unique society, I would say, which hasn't been pictured like that before. And so I took a lot of effort to design everything and to the detail before I started writing the book. So it wasn't so much doing research for this, because most of it is really purely invented.
Sure.
But yeah, it was a design process which took quite a while.
Yeah, it definitely shows. I think that the world you've created just feels so, like, even though it's fantastical, it does feel very real and like
you could actually, enter that
Well,
world, and it would be, just like
thank
the real
you.
world. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's sweet of you to say, and I really like to hear that. So that's something I can give as a, so that's something that I learned in screenwriting, and I can give that as an advice for somebody who maybe just is starting out writing. It actually is really true that the more work you put in a story and the characters in advance, the richer it will seem. So if you, for example, if you write a backstory for a character, that's what we usually do in screenwriting, because we jump into a movie in the middle of the action. Usually, we don't have the time to describe what brought this character there and so on and so on. So you show it through the behavior of the character, what person he or she is. And the same goes for books. It will be so much easier for you to let the character speak in a certain way, behave in a certain way, if you know the whole backstory of this person. It's nothing that will go directly in the book. You can, of course, bring the whole backstory in if you like, but it doesn't need to be. As long as you know it for yourself, it will automatically flow into the character you write.
Right, because that's going to inform like all the decisions that that character makes and like everything that they say to other characters. Yeah, that totally makes
Exactly, yeah.
sense. So you mentioned other books that you've written, and this were you talking about the is it the MUC series? And those so those you wrote in German.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, is Shadow City the first book that you've written in English?
Yes,
Or, oh, it
yes.
is. Okay. So I'm curious about, is your thought process or your writing process any different for writing in English versus writing in German?
Actually,
Is
yes, it
it?
is.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really love the English language. I think the English language is wonderful, and it's for me much more fun to write in English and express myself in English than it is in German. Especially when writing dialogues, I think English is
Sure.
fantastic. Yeah, and English is fantastic. It's so much more difficult to write good dialogues in German, in my opinion, and to make characters seem cool. That's really, really difficult. So I had a hard time to write the dialogues the way I wanted them to be in German, and it's much easier for me in English, even though English isn't my native language. It's only my third language, actually.
Right.
But it definitely is my favorite language, and I think I will only get better with the next books.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating, like how like a language can kind of change your thought process and how you think about things. Like I only am fluent in one language, but I can imagine. And then it's also interesting that that Shadow City is the first book that you've written for an American audience. Do you think that that's any different than writing for a German or European audience?
Oh yeah, absolutely,
Okay.
absolutely. So yeah, that's a reason why I'm here and why I am writing in English, and I'm now publishing here in the US, because it's a completely different market, and the audience is way more open-minded and way more eager to be entertained by more fantastic stuff and also more cinematic stuff than Germans are. So Germans really mostly only read crime mystery stories. That's
Oh, interesting.
what they do all the time. And you have a hard time when you want to write science fiction or something like that. Plus, what I really love is high concept stories. And high concept stories only work here in the US. You can't do them in Europe.
Really?
Europe is,
Interesting.
yeah. So that's really, it's really interesting, and it's also kind of sad. So yeah, that's what I, Shadow City is the kind of book I always wanted to write, and I couldn't write it back in Germany because my publisher and my agent, they said, oh, it's a too big, the story is too big, the story is too high concept, it's too exciting, there is too much happening, you need to slow it down. So
Right.
my former books are quite different than Shadow City is, and Shadow City is actually what I want to write.
Yeah. So you mentioned your publisher and your agent back in Germany, because you publish traditionally in Germany, is that right?
Yes.
But then Shadow City, you decided to go with self-publishing. Can you just
No.
talk oh, it's not self-published?
No, it's not. It's
It's not.
published by a publisher. It's just not one of the major publishers.
Oh,
It's
I
a
see.
smaller
Okay.
one. But yeah, it is not self-published. What I can say from experience, because so many authors wish to have a big publisher and so on, it always has a downside, you know. So I have been with one of the top five publishers back in Germany and had very successful agent, and that of course was nice. But you basically sell your soul to the big publishers; they will take
Right.
control over everything. And with when you self-publish or when you have a smaller or medium-sized publisher, they will give you way more freedom, and they will work with you much more, and also in a much more in a closer way than and the big ones would do it. So I personally enjoy how it is now for me very much, and much more than the big publisher I had back in Germany.
Okay, so a little more like creative freedom and control over your story and yeah.
Yeah, the story, and for example the cover
Okay.
design. So I hired a cover designer myself, and he designed the cover for me based on my ideas, and I brought the cover to the publisher. And so I when we signed the contract, I asked them if I can bring the cover, and they were okay with that. And it turned out that they liked the cover very much. I am happy about that because my covers back my former books, they were beautiful, but they just didn't fit the story, and I couldn't do anything against it because the
Right.
publisher will choose the cover, and then you just have to live with it. And then readers will write you emails or comment on social media or on Goodreads or wherever, and will say, "Well, yeah, it's a nice story, but the cover doesn't fit it. So why,
Right.
author? Why did you do that, author?" Because everything is always your responsibility in the eyes of the readers. And sometimes you don't have the power about that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, interesting to think about for anyone who's interested in publishing a book or even working in publishing. I think you're going to have a different experience. But kind of just going back a little bit to having like your creative control, but also thinking about like the audience for your books. Would you say that you, when you're writing, you're just purely writing the story that you want to read? Or are you also kind of thinking about what your readers are going to want in a story? Or is there like some of both? Or kind of like what's the relationship between those?
I think it's both. So one of the reasons I wrote Shadow City is that it is a book I always wanted to read, but didn't find it anywhere else. So
Right.
I put a lot of, yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a genre mix. It's also very much inspired by video games, and that's something I always wanted to see and I couldn't find anywhere, so I wrote it myself. So for on the one side, yes, it definitely is, I write for myself, but I also am very audience oriented, so I am always trying to make people happy. I want readers to be happy and I want them to have a good time. And I love playing with emotions. building up certain emotions in readers and then resolving it one way or the other. That's something I enjoy quite a lot. And it's I also like to scare people, I have to say. I have to admit it. There is a little bit of horror in Shadow City, not much, just a little bit. But I brought it in because everybody in the book, all the characters are so frightened of the dark ones who are the main antagonists. And I wanted the reader to understand why tough guys, fighters, soldiers, and cyborgs and whoever all are so scared of these guys. And that's why I brought in the horror aspect, because I think that's why the reader really understands why everybody has their pants full so much.
Right. Did that scare you when you were writing it?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm not scared of my own stuff. Also, I once have written a horror screenplay, and I was sitting there, and it was dark. It was night. It was stormy, and I was writing a scary scene, and then I was kind of scared myself because I thought I started to hear things or something like that, and then that happened to me once. But usually I'm not.
Okay. Was there anything that any like major, you know, plot twist or plot development that kind of took you by surprise when you were writing it? Or do you like plan things out more?
I'm one of the plotters, as we are called.
Not a pantser.
No, not at all. Not at all. I admire it how writers can work like that, to be honest with you. I have no idea how they do it. It's really something I totally admire, because for me, that's also because I come from writing screenplays, and
those have to be very plotted out. So
yeah, you need to plot out everything, and so I work basically like a screenwriter on my books, and I plan everything to the detail. I write down every scene that will happen with at least a few sentences, mm-hmm. and then I just need to write it down. Basically, I build up I always see it, I'm building a skeleton first, and then I fill the skeleton with flesh and muscles and so on.
So then, do you already know exactly where this series is going that started with Shadow City?
Exactly, yes,
everything that's going to happen.
I know exactly everything that will happen. I know how the book will end. I know the last scene of the book. I already have figured it out in my head, and when I start writing a book, I know how it will end.
Wow, that must take a lot of. Do you find that it takes a lot of like mental energy to plan things like that, or is that just what you do?
It does in a way. It definitely does. It is complicated and exhausting, especially in case of Shadow City, which has so many storylines and so many characters mm-hmm. to orchestrate all of this. But I have to say that I have been doing this for a long time. I mean, I started at film school 20 years ago, so I've been in this for a long time, and that's why for me it comes relatively easy compared to as it was at the beginning.
That was about all I had for you. But you said that you're almost finished with book two, though. So do you know when that release date will be? Or is
not
that still being decided?
Not yet, but I would like to bring it out next year in fall.
Okay.
So that's something I would like to. Let's see how it works out. But that's definitely the goal. So right now it will go to my beta readers, and then I will write the second draft, and then I will edit it, and then finally it will be finished after a while. But what I wanted to ask you is... Since you read the book, I'm very, very curious about that. Since there are so many characters, which character did you like most or relate to most, and why?
Oh boy. There were several characters that I really liked. I think when we talked about this before, I think I said I am really curious about Vincent, about like where he came from and like what his whole deal is. I don't know if I don't know if I'd say he's my favorite, but he's the one that I think I want to find out the most about.
Well, yeah, he's quite interesting, and he's also quite hot.
That
that's
doesn't hurt.
how I described him. Yeah, so yeah, Bombshell calls him Pretty Boy, so it has a reason why she does that. I think I guess you probably have an idea what it is about him.
Right, I have my theories.
Yes, and it probably is relatively close to the truth about him, but you still will be surprised because he's not exactly what we would imagine his people to be. It's a
Interesting.
little bit different than what we think, and everybody in Shadow City will be very surprised one day once they find out.
Right. Yeah, and we don't want to say too much in case listeners haven't read the
No,
book yet.
no,
But for listeners out there, Shadow City is available now. It just released what on Thursday, right? This past Thursday. How did your release party go, by the way?
Oh, it was really nice. We had a great time. So, of course, all my friends were there, and some readers and some new people I have never met before. So we had
Oh,
really a good
great.
time, and we had a good time. We had a lot of wine and
That's always nice.
celebrated. Yeah, so it was really nice. It was to celebrate all the hard work that went into the book, and I'm very, very, very excited that it is out, of course, and I can't wait for more people to read it and give me feedback about it, because I'm very, very curious about that, how they enjoyed it. So that's something I would like to encourage people. If somebody's listening and would like to read the book, get in touch with me on social media. You can find me everywhere under my name, because it's such a rare name, so there is only me. And get in touch with me or give me a review or whatever, so I have feedback, because that's what keeps me going, and my readers are extremely important to me.
Of course. Yeah, well, congratulations on releasing your book.
Thank you.
And it is out now, and hopefully book two will be out next year with any luck. And of course, your Shadow City is available through all of the regular book buying methods, right? You can get it
Yes,
on
it is.
Amazon. Is it Barnes and Noble?
Yeah, Amazon,
That's
Barnes and Noble, and smaller ones, and you can get it
independent
as,
store.
yeah, you can get it as print book or as ebook, how you prefer it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I'm excited for listeners to get to experience Shadow City.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
Yeah.
Rhonda. It was great fun, and I'm really honored that you took the time to talk to me about my book.
Of course. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks again to Anna for stopping by today over that Skype call. If you want to pick up a copy of her book, Shadow City, you can go to rhondabloggsaboutbooks.com. And in my post about our conversation, I will have a link to IndieBound, and you can buy it through there and support Rhonda Blogs About Books, as well as a local independent bookstore. And again, that's rhondabloggsaboutbooks.com. Check me out on Twitter at RhondaBlogs and on Instagram. Thanks for listening to Rhonda Pods About Books, and happy reading.